You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez.
And I'm your co-host, Alex Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go with that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, this is the show.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porpoise.
I'm right with you, Red Green.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that.
Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No, no.
What's the genesis in the story of
so
this family?
The Simpsons didn't really start off as a TV show.
Nope.
It was on the Tracy Ullman show. They were shorts. They were just little like.
Little bumpers.
Yeah. Between the commercials and stuff, basically. They're like eye catches. Like, Matt Groening created them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was known for, I believe it was called
Life in Hell. So, yeah.
Which is that bunny looking thing.
So, like, the genesis, the history behind it is what I understand is it began, there was a strip that he had called Life in Hell. It was an independent thing.
And that ran from, the mid-80s to, 2012.
Yeah, and it was pretty big hit with the underground comic scene at the time. The indie scene was around, but this is the point where they called it underground.
Now it's indie.
Yeah. It was a pretty big thing, and he was approached by James L. Brooks to actually create something for the Tracy Ullman show. And by the way, so Fox had just recently been created, the Fox Network.
And my understanding, he created The Simpsons because he didn't really want to give out the rights to his Life and
Yeah,
characters.
So it's kind of interesting that... So he was approached by James L. Brooks to do Life in Hell bumpers. Because he's like, Life in Hell is such a huge hit, so let's...
And it's a bit offbeat, you know, it would work with that kind of...
There's even a character named Bongo, which is essentially Bart.
That rabbit-looking thing.
Yeah, it's the early sort of...
And it's kind of like his mascot.
That's why the comic imprint he created is called Bongo Comics.
Yeah.
So the thing is, though, when he was at the pitch meeting to sell Life in Hell to the Tracy Ullman show, he panicked... And was like, no, this is my baby. I can't do that. It's like, this is what's going to put me on the map. So, as the legend goes, this is what he likes to tout, that while he was waiting, he quickly in his mind just thought of his family and turned them into cartoon characters.
Okay.
Because are Homer and Marge named after his parents? Because that's what the
I feel like that would be more well known, so I don't know if that's actually
true. That's what the scoop is or whatever.
Yeah.
But
if you do notice though, like on Homer's design, like his ears.
MG. That was one of the biggest especially when you're young.
That's
trivia did you know? And it's what? So he pitched this idea of there's a family and there's a little boy and a sister and just
it was a baby
kind of mundane stuff, and they liked it, and it in 1987 is when it started airing with the Tracy Ullman show, and these short bumpers did really well.
There's some interesting animation going on there too. It's a bit crudely designed.
It's very crude.
Yeah. And I don't mean crude in terms of ew, it's gross. It doesn't look like what you expect.
Oh, it's not clean.
It doesn't look like what you would expect Simpsons to really
look like. It looks like what a lot of underground cartoons looked like at the time.
Yeah. My uncle used to show me these compilations of Canadian cartoons and stuff. The Cat Came Back is one I remember for some reason. I don't know what it was. It was it was kind of early, Oh Yeah cartoons or Water cartoon. They had all these indie animation school projects. Anyways, it does remind me of those now that you mention it.
Yeah, it's very much in the same vein of Liquid Television type stuff. And, and this is prior to Liquid Television too. What I'm reading here is that so he named them after his father. Matt's father is named Homer.
Okay.
And his mother is called Margaret, but he thought Marge sounded funnier.
It does kind of have like a Midwest kind of, well, Marge Gunderson. That's what I'm thinking of.
He also has two sisters named Lisa and Maggie.
Okay.
But he called the main character Bart because it was an anagram for brat.
Okay.
So, okay. Okay, and that's the thing that I guess needs to be said is that these shorts were mainly heavily focused on Bart Simpson.
Yeah, and even the early seasons of the show were kind of
They're Bart heavy. Yeah. Bart was, for all intents and purposes, the main character, because it's like almost like the Dennis the Menace thing.
And then Homer seemed like the secondary. Like Homer's plot seemed to revolve around Bart
at times. Homer, like, was also a little bit different. We'll get into that, how he was different. But it was on the Tracy Ullman show for a while, from 87 to about 89.
Yeah.
Well, no. Actually, it was more like 2 years, because, like, 88 is when I think the last one aired. So the thing is, due to its popularity, they decided, like, you know, let's make a pilot of this. Let's see if this can, like, sustain being its own thing.
Yeah, and that was Santa's Little Helper, right? Like, the...
Their
first episode is actually a Christmas episode.
Yeah. So, in 1989, Fox had their first cartoon, The Simpsons, and it went over remarkably well.
Yeah.
There were some hurdles because people were kind of confused.
Yeah, because cartoons were mostly looked at as like for kids.
Well, so critically, it did really well. But at first, it was just kind of like what? Like, this is a cartoon. Why are they like being serious? And okay, so that's the thing that needs to be mentioned.
It's a comedy, but there are the serious moments in there, and I think
it needs to be mentioned that. The way this... Okay, so if you've never seen the first season, or first episode, or, hell, first three seasons,
yeah.
The tone of the show is completely different from how it is now. It was essentially a normal family sitcom, like, but more grounded with random fantasy aspects, kind of.
Yeah.
It was less wacky, the first two seasons at least. There were heartfelt moments. There's a lot of stuff about parenting and lots of stuff about, like, just being a kid. There was, like, no guest stars. And if they were, they went uncredited because they didn't want to be...
I think it was just... God, what's his name? From... I'm drawing a blank right now. Small Soldiers. Phil Hartman.
Well, no. But
see, he was only in, like, a few, like, early things.
There was also Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, as Lisa's teacher.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird episode. I don't really...
It's a nice episode.
No, it's nice. It's a little weird at the same time.
I mean, it's not that weird. It's just...
Yeah.
But...
I think what weirds me out is that... Because that, I think, was like one of the first two seasons, or it's the first season. I don't remember. I was into the show already as a kid, so when those seasons came out on DVD... I almost committed to buying all of them, but I'm glad I didn't because I stopped to think. There's 18 of these fucking things I have to buy.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought, like, the first three, I think. And I remember watching that episode, and I was like, this isn't really funny. It's just kind of, like, somber.
I feel like those early episodes are hilarious, though.
Because... No, I mean, it's not like they're not, but I think as a kid I was expecting more, like...
Oh, so...
This is
when you were... Yeah, see, but that's the thing. Like, I grew up watching The Simpsons.
I didn't start watching until I must have been in, like...
Was it, like, middle school?
No. But I was, like, 10 or... I could have been 11.
I was, like, watching them since I can remember.
See,
because
my parents... It's funny to me how my parents perceived The Simpsons at the time.
Oh, were they part of the parents who said, it's bad for kids?
Yeah. Because, like... You know, they didn't know no better. They're busy teaching kids most of the day. They come home, they fucking, like, cook dinner, and that's about it. They're not busy watching these things.
Yeah, looking back, for those who don't know, there was this big stigma about The Simpsons.
Because there was curse words. And by curse words, it's...
Hell?
In hindsight, it's very tame.
Like, damn and hell. Yeah, see, that's the thing. During the 1990s, like... Well, pretty much most of the 90s. I mean, it came in 89, but most of the 90s, there was this big, like, parents were, like, keeping their kids away from The Simpsons, and there was, like, almost this, like, how the whole, like, with the music, the whole, like, parental advisory type thing, it was that whole, like, awareness of, like, it's bad for children, the moral panic.
Yeah.
It was this case of moral panic that...
I feel like it's mostly because of Bart.
it was that. It was a mix of Bart and it was a mix of other things, but it was like, this is a bad influence on kids. Bart's teaching kids to be mean and bad.
He gets his most of the time, though. That's the thing I...
yeah, you look at a lot... Like, I mean, you look at, like, the first episode, too. It's like, he learns his lesson.
Yeah. That's a very... That feels like a Charlie Brown kind of, like, thing. Because, like, yeah, they lose, like, a lot of money because of the dog they bet on. And then that dog gets, like, booted off from the owner. And it's like... Well, we fucked up and we're poor.
But... Homer has to be Santa at the mall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But eventually it's like, Homer's like dejected, but he brings the dog home out of like pity. And then the family just loves the dog. And I'm like, all right, this is like those early episodes where Homer like is just like a dad trying to get by.
It's most of, I want to say up until season 5 or maybe 6. Homer is still a good father.
Yeah.
He still cares about his family.
He's not prone to angry outbursts as much.
He's just dumb.
He's just...
But his heart's in the right place. And that's the thing.
He's a TV dad.
Yes, but it's... Because it's a cartoon, there's less need for constant joke. They... In these early seasons of The Simpsons, they have normal conversations. Like, Marge and Homer are just talking like normal people.
Yeah.
Bart and his sister talking like normal people. Bart... So here's how I view it, what happened with Bart.
He still wore blue at that time, right?
Bart never wore blue.
Why is that a thing, then, on toys?
For some reason, the toys...
He wore blue.
He wore baby blue.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, he never wore baby
blue. Not even in Tracy Ullman?
I don't believe so, no. See,
that's weird. In my, it's that Mandala effect thing where I'm thinking he wore blue on the show.
Yeah, no, he... It sounds like there's a lot of construction going on. Don't worry, guys. I'm looking right now. Oh, so in Tracy Ullman, he wore blue.
Oh, so that's why. Okay.
But
the toys look like the TV show Bart.
There's a famous Bart doll that everyone's probably seen.
Futurama made fun of it, too.
Yeah. And it had a blue shirt.
Yeah.
I think we actually had this when I was younger.
I saw them. Like, you always saw them at, like, carnivals and, like, UFO machines.
Yeah, it was, like, the big plastic-headed, blue-shirted
Bart doll. I thought it was cloth. Oh, that's weird. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I've seen that, too.
But that's the thing, yeah. So... These early seasons are more grounded, I guess. But, I mean, there's still fantastical elements in there. But it's not like Treehouse of Horror-style fantastic, which we'll also get into.
See, parents are treating The Simpsons like it was South Park. South Park actually came out...
Well, no, South Park was what took the heat off of Simpsons.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then Family Guy is what took the heat off of South Park.
Which is weird, because South Park is still worse than Family Guy in that regard.
Yeah. Oh, in terms of, like, being crass. Yeah. But, yeah, so...
I got in trouble for watching Family Guy, though.
What?
Yeah.
No.
And, yeah, it was one of those early episodes where Brian wanted to, like, fuck this woman or whatever. He was using a lot of crude terms and shit, and then, like... It was the one time I tried to watch Family Guy, and then it was like...
Wait, how did you get in trouble?
Because they saw me watching. It wasn't that I got in trouble, it's just they said, you shouldn't watch this. It's not...
How old are you?
I must have been 10.
Jesus Christ.
Now, you know what, though? In hindsight, I kind of get that, but...
Do you?
The thing is, like, you grew up watching, like, a lot of, like, violent movies and
horror
shit. I guess I did, too, but not as much as you. I get it. They wouldn't want me saying the things that they were saying.
It's weird to me because of... looking at these cartoons, especially in their early years, they're not crazy or, like, out there.
Family Guy kind of is. At times.
Those first seasons, not... I don't feel like
this was, like, second season. And they were kind of... Yeah, they were pushing it
a bit. No, they weren't.
They were at times.
Let's be honest about Family Guy.
It was the sex tape one where Peter was watching porn. I didn't know what was going on at the time.
They didn't show anything?
I know they didn't, but it was like...
It's very tame compared to what it is now.
Oh, yeah. That's...
There wasn't any really... There wasn't gore. There wasn't, like...
No, the gore they do now.
The gratuitousness.
Yeah, it's kind of... But, like, The Simpsons, I got a pass because I remember we were at my grandma's house and she doesn't have cable. This is how I watch all those PBS cartoons and Batman and stuff.
Yeah.
So, The Simpsons was on. I'm like, and I didn't want to watch Sister Sister because there was like, I didn't really get into live action shows at that point.
Yeah,
I didn't like them.
I still don't
understand. Except for like X-Files or something like that. There's only like a few that
there were so many live action shows geared towards us that you just.
I like Power Rangers, but that was about it really.
Boy Meets World?
Nah.
See, it's weird.
So I asked him. I said, "Mom, can I watch The Simpsons?" She already said no. Like. Earlier that year.
I just love this idea that you had to ask to watch the
voice. Because I'm trying to, like, not be a bad kid, you know?
And I was like... I don't want to be bad watch the Simpsons.
No, like, I don't want to, like, get in trouble by going against her life.
That's why it sounds hilarious, because it's the Simpsons.
I know, but it, but you have to understand that that was a thing back then.
I know it was, and that's what's so weird about the legacy of this show, yeah. Is that there was a point in time where children, like, either had to sneak around and watch it, like it was like fucking HBO After Dark or some shit.
Yeah.
Or Cinemax After Dark. Or they had to like beg, like, please let me watch this. Like,
so she said, yeah, just don't say whatever it is they say on there.
Don't say dough. Don't say.
I think she just didn't want me cursing.
Eat my shorts. That's a big curse word.
I don't know what they cursed back. They just said, what the hell? Like,
yeah, like what the hell? Like, that was like, yeah. They didn't say bitch. They didn't say ass. They didn't say fuck. Didn't
well,
say
no,
shit.
They didn't say fuck or
didn't
shit.
Didn't say the only word that I can like interpret as a curse word is damn and hell, and even then, hell like,
yeah,
what the hell?
I think they said, ass a couple times.
They said butt a lot.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't think they said ass.
I think the first episode. So I think that night, then I just watched it. I think it was the one where Lovejoy and his wife go through like a separation. It's not even an exciting episode, but
that's the thing. You're essentially asking to watch just like
just a normal
like a sitcom.
But yeah.
So there was this moral panic out of it, and from that though, the Streisand effect. This is even before that was a thing, but. It caused more people to watch because they're like, oh, this is like, like crude. What it really was is that it was not Leave It to Beaver style family values.
Yeah. Or ironically, they'd be okay with me watching like All in the Family.
Okay, see, that's fucking bizarre.
That is bizarre. But
because he's saying racial
slurs.
He's
saying way worse shit than they ever do on The Simpsons.
See, I think it's because they see cartoon and they see...
kid
color and they're like, oh
yeah, and if a kid's watching it, they're gonna want to do what they see on cartoons. Yeah, I get it. But and I also feel like they give a pass to shows that they watch when they
probably because it's like it's a simpler time back then.
Yeah,
even though like
Archie Bunker's kind of a piece of shit.
Oh no, you're not supposed to like Archie.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to like. That's why he always learns his lesson in the end, but then the next week he forgets the lesson.
Yeah, Aesop amnesia, right?
Like it's always fucking happening. But so the show takes off, and then not only do we see like this big explosion of like just people loving it, but then
the rise in merch.
The merch, but it's not the official merch that becomes popular. There is the thing that happened in much of the 90s where bootleg Bart T-shirts were like a thing.
Yeah.
Essentially, because of how popular the show was, you had people bootlegging, making fake T-shirts with Bart Simpson. But how they did it was... because, like, nowadays, people make bootleg shirts. They do, like... it's like, you can do digital screen printing. You could steal images from the internet.
You can do it through the actual websites and they'll print it out for you.
Well, back then, though, how you did it is you had to fucking draw it yourself and then screen print it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of crudely drawn Bart things with people who... didn't really watch the show making these T-shirts.
Yeah.
So you'd have strange shirts with weird catchphrases that Bart, like, there's, like, ones, like, because Bart famously said, who the hell are you, man? Who the hell are you, man? Or something like that.
I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you?
Yeah, I'm Bart Simpson. But there's one saying, like, who the heck am I, you Bart Simpson? Like, weird shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Well, and you'd always see these at, like, you know, swap meets and the flea markets and stuff.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, like, people would wear these, like, in public, and they'd be seen as, like, there's Rasta Bart and shit, and,
yeah,
like, Gangster Bart.
So this was, like, early 90s, like, counterculture, I guess, or, like, a weird, like, I don't know what to call it, really.
I don't understand how it became so fucking, he was like, yeah, I'm looking at a few right now, so there's... Bart Simpson in.
Oh, wow, look at these.
It just says Bart Simpson in.
And they're all printed on white tees.
And he's saying, fuck off, dudes. Crack kills. He's stuck between the
big butt. Who's this guy?
Okay, so this is, it says, bust a move and say no to drugs.
Yeah, I love
believe these. The hype. Like, some of these are so fucking bizarre and they're ugly.
It does seem like a product of its time, though.
Oh, yeah. And what's interesting is when people look at these shirts, they're kind of like nostalgic about them.
Yeah.
But this is essentially deviant art tier art
T-shirts. Yeah. Not to rag on the good artists on DeviantArt tier or
anything. Teenage Mutant Ninja Simpson. Cowabunga, dude.
So, you know what? Wait. Did he say Cowabunga?
He did say Cowabunga.
Yeah, okay.
Right. But this shirt has the Ninja Turtles behind him. He's wearing a red shirt, green shorts, and it says pizza on his shirt.
Okay.
I mean, and there's so many, like, Bort going funky reggae. This is Bort.
Oh, wow.
Bort. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Bart Simpson, I have an announcement to make. I'm bored. Yeah, so...
Okay, so...
So I
this feels like South Park tier stuff, too, like, around that time when...
Oh, there was tons of, like, people making their own shirts and shit.
Yeah, here's, like, wrestlers as South Park characters.
So,
like.
here's the interesting thing. If you watch Simpsons Now, who would you say the main character is?
Homer.
Yeah, so here's what's the thing. The Simpsons started out with Bart as the main character.
Yeah.
Bart, you watch those early seasons, it is Bart's the lead, and...
Every other... character got their own time to do something.
You look at like the episode titles. Like, there's Bart the General, Bart the Daredevil.
Bart the General is an awesome movie.
Oh yeah,
movie episode.
He was the center of the merchandise, and he was even in two music videos.
Do the Bartman
and Trouble. Yeah,
yeah.
Bart Simpson was.
He was an icon.
Yeah, but something happened, and that was that Homer Simpson started to get dumber. Like he
became funnier, is what you're trying to say.
No.
That's how I interpret it.
Kind of, okay. So he started off as like, all right,
let's all go out some for frosty chocolate milkshakes.
Yeah. He was this very serious dad who was just like, well-intentioned, but screwed up because he wasn't bright. But
he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Was he choking him at this point? Or
oh, no? Yeah.
Okay, so oh, maybe.
Yeah. You're still choking the sun. That was probably one of the big reasons they didn't want their kids to watch it.
Yeah.
But then it's like...
But it's comedic the way it's done. Has it ever been portrayed as, like...
abuse? No.
Okay.
So, Homer started off this way, and, like, there's so many episodes where it's just, like, he's trying to do good for his family or whatever. Bart's sad and shit, and Homer's trying to cheer him up. But then, somewhere around season 5, Homer seemed to just get brain damage.
And he became angrier too. He was more prone to outburst. And...
Yeah, so he was grumpy initially, but then he became like psychotic, where he would just have weird outbursts. He'd be very, very dumb.
There's that episode that's very kind of early on, like,
yeah,
around the time they flip the switch on him.
Yeah,
where Homer's trying to catch the giant fish.
Oh yes.
And then while it's in the fish, he just starts literally like beating the shit out of it, like punching it. And I'm And I'm like, it's weird, though, that, like, they're taking this character in this direction.
Well,
like,
I think what led to that is Bart the Daredevil.
Okay.
So, Homer...
famously tries to jump the Springfield Gorge.
And this is, I think, when the change... Like, it didn't happen right away, but this is when it slowly started to happen.
Yeah.
Is Homer... Yeah.
Falling...
Because he doesn't want his kid to get hurt. And, again, look at the motivation.
Yeah.
He doesn't want his son to get hurt.
Because he'll die, probably.
So, Homer instead... He jumps the gorge.
He accidentally jumps the gorge. He doesn't intend on.
Yeah.
Because he's standing on Bart's skateboard, I think. And then, yeah, he jumps it. He almost makes it. Well, it looks like he's going to. Then he clearly doesn't. Hits every rock on the way down. And then it's like, okay, like, he's alive. It's all right. They bring him up. And then the gurney and then the ambulance crashes into a tree.
Yes.
Falls off the gorge again, and it's hilarious.
And that ambulance is still there, because episodes will still have that ambulance.
In the movie, it's there, too.
Yeah, and, like, in the video games, it's there, too.
There's a lot of actual... I know, like, they fuck with continuity a lot in this show, but there's certain...
things that they stick to.
Key events that...
Like El Barto, you'll always see that.
Yeah.
On the school and everything. And I think there's another location that has that. But so Homer, after this incident, they started noticing, like, so people really seem to like him getting hurt. And they liked him doing something stupid.
Yeah.
And so you have this increase all of a sudden of...
physical comedy.
Of him doing stupid shit, him getting hurt, him screaming a lot. Like, the famous Homer scream.
Yeah.
Like that, like...
high-pitched. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
It was done before, but after this, it, like, took off.
It became, like, a catchphrase in its own right, I think.
Yeah, like, Doe was always one. That's known, but...
exasperated grunt.
So Homer starts... the Flanderization of Homer, I guess, starts.
Which is funny. So on TV Tropes, there's a term called Flanderization.
Yeah.
Which means you have a character that has, like, many traits, and then, you know, like, they're kind of like a more well-rounded character. Or they're a simpler character. Over time, they become more exaggerated, almost like a parody of what that character used to be. And that term came about because of Ned Flanders, the Simpsons neighbor.
Yeah.
Who was a nice guy. He's a nice guy that was just like, he was a loving Christian man, but emphasis on Christian because he cared about his religion.
Yeah.
There are families that are like that. They care about their religion. But over time, Flanders became less like nice about it and became more like, he became more zealous like in his like.
Also, he became more idiotic.
And also the way he treats his like kids about religion, he almost kind of like, he shames them and scares them into loving Jesus rather than...
he became kind of like an evil Christian.
Not evil, but just like...
What
would you call it?
No, it is more of that, like, instead of just a nice, caring Christian who's, like, cool with everyone,
he takes it too much to heart.
No, he became more of a, like, one of those asshole type Christians that are just like, you're not a good guy. You're good on the outside, but then when you look at you, you're bad. But the thing is, they emphasized it way too much to the point now where he's kind of just like...
Yeah, so that's the term Flanderization. It can apply to a lot of different characters.
It's where you
characters.
Take one character trait or two, and you blow it up where it completely takes over character. Like, so Homer's a good example of that because...
it happened earlier than Flanders.
Like Homerization should be the term, but you have this character who's a really good father who just screws up sometimes, but who has good intentions. Well, let's take the trait of him being kind of dumb. Let's turn it into the fact where he's like mentally just not there anymore.
Yeah.
And
then that became a thing for all like male Simpsons characters. Well, Simpsons family members.
What's interesting is you also, so this whole like Peter Griffin, I would say it's the same way too. It started off like Homer Simpson.
Yeah, he was just a normal dad that...
He was
an idiot also.
He was an Archie Bunker type father.
He liked to drink.
But
he
was well-intentioned.
Yeah. Yeah,
but now he's like there's
now sleep. He's an act. He in the show it was canonized that he's actually like mentally challenged.
Yeah,
pretty much. He like just meets it below.
See, and that's the thing. They so this happened to Homer, and like you watch the show nowadays, and it's just like this family. They're not a good family. They're like
I'd say the Griffins are a worse family than the Simpsons.
Yeah, but when it comes to the Simpsons, it's like it seems like no one cares about anyone anymore. Like everyone hates Lisa. Everyone
hates Lisa because it's the same thing with Flanders, where she became more like a soapbox kind of.
All she does is complain. All she does is say like these are my views. And it's
whereas
like,
she used to be a girl that liked you know jazz and Malibu Stacy,
and she was more like had dry comments and stuff. And
she
was like that's
she was
what,
a kid.
That's kind of what I miss about her is that a lot of her humor was like. It was a Yardley Smith sort of delivery of that whole like that dry like. Attempt at humor where it's like it's not like in your face, but now they've stripped that away. And now it's just like
I haven't watched in a while.
Every now and then I catch it a new episode. And I'm just like this isn't
so it's not good.
I don't think it is. I personally just think it's lost its way. But I mean, when we get to the comments, we can go more into that. But yeah, so we had this happen with pretty much every single character is that they went from being like. These normal like things with character traits to like
Bart became less clever over time. I feel like
Bart, Bart ended up turning into what a lot of his T-shirts were,
just kind of like
just a dick.
Yeah,
like Bart was a little boy who like got into trouble, but he used to feel bad about it. Yeah. He used to feel shitty about it. Like
what was the he killed like the lizard or the mother lizard?
Oh, that was a later season, wasn't it?
Was it really?
I think so.
Or was it a mother bird?
Or like,
I don't remember.
Maybe it's not in the later season.
See, the problem is, like, I never watched these really as they aired.
Well, also the show's been around so long that it feels like things that are later seasons aren't actually later seasons.
Yeah, like especially like when you can see when they switch to the HD and the computer kind of the computerized like art.
Yeah.
Instead of the traditional art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can tell like okay like there's an obvious.
You mean like characters are barely fucking moving now?
Yeah.
It's like they move.
They're kind of like
hands sometimes and arms and. It's very limited now. You look at those early seasons and shit's constantly moving.
It reminds me of the John Kay shit where
the camera isn't locked. Like nowadays how the show is, the camera's kind of just locked into like three different camera angles.
Yeah.
You have like straight forward, you have this like three quarters view from the top, and it's just like they don't there's a lot of it's weird, but you watch a lot of the early seasons and there's a lot of like really like cinematic things going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, the gorge I'm thinking of right now. Like, look at that. Like, that looks really.
I forgot what episode it was, but it's like, it's especially Homer's like going up to the treehouse. You have Bart there, and he's not, I guess, and he screams, and then the camera like pans out, and it's like,
yeah,
it shows this wide shot, and it's like, there was a lot, and then there was like a lot of like homages they had to like classic film.
Yeah, well, Hitchcock a lot.
Yeah, Hitchcock. Yeah, yeah, like North by Northwest. I believe they referenced a few times Psycho, things like that.
Yeah.
Vertigo. Yeah, there were a lot of references to older films in it, and it was like, and this is, I guess it's time to get into this. Season 1 through 8, so season 1 through 2 was ran by Groening, Brooks, and Sam Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Simon recently passed away, didn't he?
I believe so.
Okay, season 3 through 4, Al Jean and Mike Rice. Season 5 through 6 was Dave Merkin. Season 7 through 8 was Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein. Okay, so I bring this up because by most people who've seen The Simpsons, or who watch The Simpsons, and TV critics, seasons 1 through 8 are viewed as the golden age of The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well,
through 8 is the golden age.
I give a bit more, and then I say, like, I'm okay with season 9 also.
Well, season 9 is when people say that's when the quality changed when Mike Scully came aboard.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and here's why, season 9 is when the celebrity cameos started becoming constant.
So a while back I did check up on this.
Yeah.
Season 10 was when I noticed, like, the first time, this isn't really good anymore. And I don't remember what the episode was. I think it was the one where Homer thinks he's gay or something.
Yeah.
And well, and that's not the issue there. My issue was that, you know, like, it just seemed like it was trying too hard to be too, like, different and wacky and give a weird, like, premise for Homer to be involved in. And it was just like, and then I think Weird Al shows up at the end of that episode, too, and I was just like
oh, my God. Dude, that's, like, that's probably, like, season 15 or something.
No. It's weird, because I remember
a little ditty about Homer and Marge?
Mm-mm.
Weird Al starts singing that.
There's another one, then. I don't know. It was another
singer. Where Homer's gay? Yeah.
Are you sure?
Dude, that's like...
Season 15. Man, I kept up with this a lot longer than I thought, though.
Oh, actually, I really shouldn't have typed that in. Yeah, it's 15 seasons.
Why wouldn't
you... Oh, yeah, no. It's the 50th episode of season 8. No, this is a different episode. Okay, I'm...
Which one is it?
Homer's Phobia is the one with John Waters.
I don't know if it's that one. But again...
No, it isn't that one.
But again, there you go. It's like there's John Waters just showing up for some reason.
No, but see...
There's one where J.K. Rowling shows up.
Here's the difference. The whole John Waters showing up.
Was he playing a character?
He was playing a character.
Okay.
This is before celebrities were just showing up to play celebrities.
Yeah. Like, Leonard Nimoy showing up is fine. Because there was a reason for it and they made it funny. You know, you remember that.
So the episode you're talking about is Three Gays in a Condo.
Yeah.
And so
what is that?
That's season 14. Yeah.
Okay, so I kept up a bit longer with it than I thought.
No, I was still watching at that time too. And so season 14.
What year was that?
2002.
Okay.
2003.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, the celebrity cameos, and it's good that we mentioned the John Waters thing. So prior to season 9, celebrity cameos were essentially limited to a celebrity would come on and play a different character.
Every now and then it would be a self one. But yeah. It was very rare.
And usually, when it was a self one, it was to mock them.
I'm here, yeah. Like,
yeah, it was usually...
Like Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. There was a story reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or Mark Hamill showing up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Like, or Burt Ward and Adam West.
Adam West. What was the Kim Basinger and, was it...
Okay,
That was a more blatant one.
That I believe is season 9.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Season 9 comes around.
What was the episode? What was that about? That was him liking.
And I think Ron Howard's also involved.
Who's the other one that was there? Was it Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin, Kim Basinger.
Yeah. Okay.
So around season 9, the new showrunner who took over, Mike Scully, who is, people like to call him the guy who killed The Simpsons, who turned it into a zombie.
Oh.
Season 9, all of a sudden, there is a shift in, and here's how I describe it. Treehouse of Horror, every October, they have Halloween episodes.
Yeah. They're non-canon.
And they're crazy as shit. Weird stuff happens. Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, it's a Halloween episode, that's why. Well, when Mike...
They're usually the highlights of a season 2.
But when Mike Scully took over, that whole tradition of only those episodes being fucking absurd kind of shifted, where all of a sudden normal episodes were becoming like Treehouse of Horror episodes.
Yeah, I kind of remember. It's like when they're reading from the Homer's Odyssey or whatever. When they're reading through like the Iliad.
Homer basically turns into the Incredible Hulk, like the Stanley episode.
Yeah, see, they set up a reason for it to happen, but it's a ridiculous thing.
That's the thing. But the celebrity cameo thing is probably the biggest thing, where celebrities now would just show up, and it would almost be to like promote themselves. It wouldn't be.
That's not how I look at it. I feel like it's more to boost the show itself.
It's two ways where it's like, hey, look at the celebrity on the show, and at the same time, it's like, hey, you're on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And it's just glorified. It's like these big cameos. Like, I remember, it's like Bart went to 50 Cent's house, and it was just like, Bart wants to be a rapper. Here's 50 Cent. Hey, man, you're 50 Cent. And it's just like.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, and there was just so much
of that. J.K. Rowling shows up on the street for some reason, and I don't remember what the purpose of it was.
That's the thing. There was so many just like celebrity cameos of like, hey, look who it is. It's this celebrity. And it's almost like, because a lot of celebrities say it's a rite of passage to be on The Simpsons. And it's like,
now it doesn't feel like it, though.
Because what it used to be is, it was a rite of passage, but the thing is, you played a character.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's probably the biggest one, because...
Wasn't that one of the early ones, too?
It was, and the thing is, he didn't play Michael Jackson. He played a guy...
A big white dude who was... who had like a mental disorder.
Who thought he was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And it was, and Happy Birthday Lisa was like the song, and it's a great episode.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful episode, but that's the thing. Celebrities were like, Danny DeVito would be on it. And these characters would be playing just...
John Lovitz has played like 3 or 4 different characters.
Yes. And even The Critic, he came on.
I love The Critic. I love that show.
So that's the big difference in how it is now and how it was then, is there was this sense of like...
Oh, and Matt Groening hated that episode where Jay Sherman shows up.
Of course. But yeah, so Mike Scully comes on, and season 9 through 12 is what he ran, and those are viewed as... Well, they were viewed as the worst seasons, but then Al Jean... and people say, but Al Jean did 3 through 4. Well, here's the thing. Al Jean also had Mike Rice with him.
Mm-hmm.
Elgin is the one who's running the ship now. And
okay, so this is post-movie then, right?
Yes, and this is... Elgin started...
Because they had a movie.
Yeah, season 13 is when Elgin came aboard, which is from 2001 all the way till now. He's the longest showrunner on this show. Mm. So from 2001 to 2018, it's Elgin.
See, here's the thing. I liked that movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. It reminded me... That movie reminded me of Futurama.
Yeah.
The way the humor is presented, which...
Well, they also brought on a bunch of old writers, too. Yeah. Like, it felt like The Simpsons. Like, it felt... But then there's still aspects of it that felt like... This is...
Yeah, but I feel like the jokes that I like outweighed the ones I didn't like.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's so many other things we could talk about with the show, because there's so many characters.
Yeah. Well, and so that's the thing that we get into like now, where it's... after when Al Jean took over the show... it's gone to zombie mode. And by zombie mode, I mean this, like, and you'll see this comment a lot everywhere. The show is just kind of on to be on.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's just like, there's kind of no purpose to it anymore. There's no...
When Family Guy came back after its DVD revival thing, I remember there were a lot of people saying, man, fuck The Simpsons. I want more Family Guy. And then And then it was like, okay, cool, Family Guy's on now, and everyone loved it better than The Simpsons. And now it feels like they're both like...
They're both zombie shows that are just like... It feels like...
Is American Dad done?
I don't know, actually. Hmm. It could be. I have no idea, but...
Because I think he's more focused on the Orville right now.
Yeah. Well, and so the thing is with the... Well, I mean, he hasn't been focused on Family Guy or...
No, because he was focusing on American Dad.
But didn't he kind of drop focus too, like, towards the end of...
Probably because he was going to work on the Orville.
Oh, shit. Well, so that's the... Like, you look at... Like, even the season 9 through 13, you look at... You still look at that... There's still memorable moments.
Yeah. Like, I think there's the one where they go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
I like that one.
There's still... I guarantee that's probably before that.
No, I don't think so.
Dude,
That episode is probably really racist, and it probably won't hold up. But that had to be season
30 nine. Minutes over Tokyo.
Yeah.
10th season.
Okay, so there you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And George Takei's in it.
Of course he is.
Yeah, so, but that's the thing.
Well, George Takei played the sushi chef.
Again, yeah, he wasn't really playing himself.
Yeah.
Was
it George Takei in that as George Takei?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, so, but that's the interesting thing. It's like, now there's no, you don't hear about memorable things from The Simpsons. Like, and when people talk about The Simpsons, they talk about moments from long ago. They talk about
mainly like, these seasons that we're talking about.
Like right they now. Talk about the Stonecutters.
Yeah.
Like all these like random little things, like the baseball episode. What's the fucking name of that one?
The I don't remember the Isotopes. I think was the team.
No. The one where the actual baseball like that's an early.
That was the Isotopes.
No. I'm talking about where the real baseball players come in.
That's the Isotopes.
No. I'm not saying the team.
I don't know the episode.
Is it Homer and Bat? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Homer and Bat. It's called Homer and Bat.
Yeah.
That's the third season. And so that...
Daryl Strawberry.
That had a lot of cameos. But the thing is, they weren't the highlight of the episode. They were just part of the episode.
They were little jokes. Little jokes here and
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I mean, you get the famous Daryl. Yeah. And he starts crying.
And basically that they all get like these genetic mutations at the end. Yeah.
There's like, yeah. And so it's interesting.
Jay Scorpio.
Yeah. Wait, Hank Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio. Who's Jay Scorpio?
I have no idea. But yeah, and you had all these supporting characters who stayed in their lane, did what they did, and every now and then they get an episode. But everyone seemed more alive, I want to say.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, and anytime I tune into The Simpsons, because again, it's randomly, I'll be like, it's on, and I'll like, okay, let me check that, and I'm just like, this just feels like it's, like, it almost feels like someone just, if you could put names, put, like, characters into a random generator, and then...
Oh, so it's the Family Guy Manatee thing.
That's what it feels like. It's just like, I saw an episode the other day with, like, Krusty and his daughter, I guess she's a thing still.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it was like...
You know what? That's cool that they're at least...
Yeah, but it was weird because it was like Krusty trying to do a reality show or something with The Simpsons. And like he was being a bad dad and no lessons were learned. And like it was...
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
It was really strange. And I was like, oh, I guess... And the whole time it's like Homer and Bart aren't... The only thing they're doing is like sight gags. And it's just like there's no characters here. It's like... And Marge is just, like, complaining about everything. Oh, Homer! Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
What?
Just do it.
Do what?
The Marge.
Oh, Homer, you gotta sell pretzels! Which is a fun episode. I love that episode.
But that's the thing. Like, there's no more quote-worthy things. There's no more,
that's
like,
not a quote-worthy thing. That's just something
I say. No, what I'm saying in general, there's no more, like... Like, Dan'll plan... At least it ain't right. Dan'll plan... Hello, Joe! Like... There's none of that
anymore. There has been a resurgence online of Simpsons memes, kind of.
There has been, and
you know what? It's all old episodes.
It is like Chuck and
Steamed Hams.
Oh my god, what is it? Chuck and something's Sneed and Seed. God damn it!
I don't know.
Hans
Moleman, like getting hit, like running with a football.
Yeah. But
see, these are like the classic moments. He's out of context. These all sound really stupid.
But there are tons. Like, I mean, but the thing is, like, the character that I feel the worst for is probably Ralph.
Oh, I mean,
no, because
well, I choose you.
There is a genuine thing in the early seasons that
he was a sad, kind of sympathetic kid.
He was that stupid kid that no one liked, but he wasn't like
a bad kid. He was just like
he also wasn't mentally challenged, which is what the thing is. Every character feels like something's wrong.
They just got dumber.
Like something's wrong with them. They've been lobotomized. Every character just feels like. I don't know how to put it into words, but it's
like
just...
the two cops besides
Lou and the other.
It's like they don't really feel like competent anymore because Wiggum was always like the dumb cop,
yeah,
and everyone else around him was like smart.
But now everyone's stupid. Everyone is stupid. Like no one in Springfield can be competent. They always have to just be the butt of a joke, and it's like. What made The Simpsons funny was it was a cartoon that felt like a sitcom that, yeah, it went goofy and zany every now and then, but it didn't go too far. It was different, but now it's just kind of like...
Now it's too much. Like, it was... There, the last
now,
episode
no,
I remember...
Now it's everything's a Treehouse Horror episode without the spooky...
There was one I saw where... This was after, like, Revenge of the Sith came out.
Yeah.
And, it was like Bart and Skinner are trying to basically kill each other based on their allergies, so they're having a fucking lightsaber duel with peanut butter and a shrimp.
Well, yeah, that
it was like this is too much. They're fighting on top of a moving school bus.
That's the thing about The Simpsons currently is it's very much.
It feels like Family Guy now, where they're trying too hard to parody pop culture.
Yeah, and, no, and that's the big thing is ever since season 9, it was very much.
I mean, they referenced
pop culture. They did, but like, now it's like. The pop culture is no longer just a reference or
it feels art. Like the plot itself.
It's like, are we going to do a whole episode on Apple? It's like, okay. Yeah. We got to do a whole episode on this thing that's trendy right now. And it's like, this is going to date. Like, you watch the early.
You know what? Because those shows took a while to make.
Yeah. And what's worse is because it takes a while to make these, by the time the episode comes out, it's like,
yeah.
Like, why are you referencing this? This is. And The Simpsons used to be the king of everything where they would, like, if The Simpsons made fun of you, it's like, oh, fuck. But now if The Simpsons make fun of something, it's like, okay. Like, should you really be doing this?
Yeah.
Like when they took a jab at Family Guy, it was kind of funny. It was like, oh, like, I'll play Jurismo or whatever. But
which one?
That was the episode where, the Die Bart Die thing. And Sideshow Bob said it's D Bart D.
Yeah.
But, and Homer, they're flipping through a book, and it's a picture of Peter Griffin. And it's
in, Oh, yeah. Like, and then when Homer starts cloning himself in that treehouse, Peter is there.
So, I think the moment where I kind of knew that, okay, it's over for The Simpsons was when fucking South Park did The Simpsons Did It episode.
Well, that was a great episode.
It was, but it was essentially saying Simpsons has done everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. Like,
I don't think they meant it as Simpsons is finished. I think they said there's not a lot of original ideas.
They didn't, but at the same time, it was also kind of like, to me, it was like, South Park is now the king of this, where they can like...
Well, because they take like a week to make.
Yeah, it's like South Park is now the king of like calling people out and shit. And like, being relevant.
Because I feel like when The Simpsons does it, they'll only really make fun of you really hard if you're, like, kind of a shitty person.
Yeah, but at the same
whereas time, South Park will tear you down for no fucking reason.
Yeah, but also with The Simpsons, it's... They make fun of just too many, like, quick fads that no one ends up caring about. And also things that just really date it. I mean...
What was the Furby one?
That's the
problem. That was kind of an interesting episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. But the legacy of the show is like, it's...
And then, like, Family Guy and Simpsons had a crossover, and then at that point it doesn't...
And then there's a big dispute because of a scene that was animated that was not okayed. The whole Quagmire raping and killing the family.
That was in Family Guy. That was just a...
And that pissed the fuck off of
Matt Groening. But then they buried the hatchet, and then the crossover happened.
That was also not okayed, but... Yeah,
Matt wasn't behind the... He was in the episode. Like, he's actually in...
He did not know about that scene.
How the hell?
They didn't tell him, and it led to a big dispute.
Really?
Yeah. There were talk of lawsuits, but that got dropped. But, yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, I mean, Quagmire raped, like, Marge, and he murdered everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. But
she liked it, so it was okay. Yeah, I know, it's a stupid
thing. But yeah, when you look at the legacy of what the show did and what it is, it changed what cartoons could be.
You know what, though? Going back to that Quagmire bit real quick, real quick, though. If The Simpsons was, like, well-respected, like it used to be, I feel like that joke would not... It didn't... A lot of people didn't like it.
A lot of people also don't remember it because people kind of stopped watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those
things. But, like, I feel like Family Guy wouldn't have done that joke if The Simpsons was more regarded.
I'm saying is that anything that happened on the show now, no one really gives a shit about it. Like, you don't hear... Like, same thing with South Park, too. It's like... All of these shows, like, and even though we say South Park is the king of it, not anymore, because all these shows are kind of irrelevant now. Like,
I still like them to some
extent. I still watch South Park. I'll admit that. I still watch it.
Yeah, I watch it.
But is it relevant? No. I don't think anyone really gives a fuck about it anymore. Like, in terms of, like, it's not on the news. You don't hear, like, guess what South Park
is. I just see people on YouTube trying to say that Matt and Trey are conservatives or they're liberals.
Yeah,
or
it's like
everyone's trying to get them to...
But you know, in terms of relevancy, not as much. Like, The Simpsons, though, it has pop culture relevancy to the point where people look at, like, Homer and Marge and Bart and Lisa and Maggie. Mm-hmm. They know who these characters are.
Yeah. They're recognizable.
They are...
I think Matt Groening said that if you're drawing characters, you should be able to tell what they look like by, like, their silhouette.
Yeah, that's classic animation.
Yeah. I mean, Fry's the same thing from Futurama.
And so it's like, when you think of the most popular cartoon characters in history, it's going to be Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, I mean, people hate it, but it's going to be fucking Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
And Bart, to a degree.
Could you add a fifth to that, you think?
I don't know. I really...
SpongeBob? No, not SpongeBob.
No, probably SpongeBob. Hmm. But I don't think it's... SpongeBob doesn't have as gigantic of a presence as, like... Because the Simpsons changed how cartoons were made.
SpongeBob is popular with people our age and younger.
Yeah. Like, the Simpsons, like... So Ren and Stimpy changed the whole animation game, but The Simpsons, what they changed was the fact that you could produce cartoons as a sitcom now.
Yeah.
Without The Simpsons, we wouldn't have King of the Hill.
Yes.
We definitely wouldn't
have Family Guy.
No, we wouldn't have had all these random just like...
These shitty ones that only lasted a season.
I mean, we wouldn't have Archer, we wouldn't have Bob's Burgers, like all these...
The Bob's Burgers is the one that I'm like, I'm okay with in terms of like it existing.
We just would not have this...
The family cartoon sitcom, essentially.
Yeah. Cartoon sitcoms would not be a thing. Cartoons would still be just like, that's that kid show.
Yeah.
This changed the game. So, I mean, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to
sitcoms. Yeah, we haven't even talked about the same cast of characters.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, and that's why future episodes we could talk about the cast and like different characters.
This is an episode that I feel will take at least like maybe one or two other ones to kind of... Cover the scope of this show,
But we're talking about the general scope of The Simpsons.
Yeah,
because there's like the whole advertising thing with like Butterfingers, how it made.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It made Butterfinger incredibly popular.
And that's the thing too. Is like I wanted Butterfingers just because
Bart was eating them, and you're like, yeah,
yeah.
You know the whole squishy culture and like the squishies, you know, at Quickie Mart. The squishy.
Oh.
It's like a Slurpee.
Yeah, we did an episode on Slurpees.
We didn't like really talk about Milhouse, but see, there's...
Oh, how 7-Eleven became Quickie Marts for a while.
Yeah, and then, you know, Milhouse is a meme.
The saddest character. He's sadder than Ralph, I think.
Milhouse trying to be a meme, but he's not a meme.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to unpack.
How do you even...
Dead Bart.
How do you even get into this?
Dead Bart is a thing. Should I just read it?
Go ahead.
All right. So this is a way to end The Simpsons. If you want to know, because we're going to have more Simpsons episodes for sure. But this is a... Dead Bart. You know how Fox has a weird way of counting Simpsons episodes? They refuse to count a couple of them, making the amount of episodes inconsistent. The reason for this is a lost episode from season 1. Finding details about the missing episode is difficult. No one who was working on the show at the time likes to talk about it. From what has been pieced together, the lost episode was written entirely by Matt Groening. During production of the first season, Matt started to act strangely. He was very quiet, seemed nervous and morbid. Mentioning this to anyone who was present results in them getting very angry and forbidding you to ever mention it to Matt. I first heard of this event when David Silverman was speaking. Someone in the crowd asked what the episode, and Silverman simply left the stage, ending the presentation hours early. The episode's production number was 7G06. The title was Dead Bart. The episode label 7G06, Moaning Lisa, was made later and given Dead Bart's production code to hide the latter's existence. In addition to getting angry, asking everyone who was on the show about this will cause them to do everything they can to stop you from directly communicating with Matt Groening. At a fan event, I managed to follow him after he spoke to the crowd and eventually had a chance to talk to him alone as he was leaving the building. He didn't seem upset that I followed him. Probably cited a typical encounter with an obsessive fan. When I mentioned the lost episode, though, all the color drained from his face and he started trembling. When I asked him if he could tell me any details, he sounded like he was on the verge of tears. He grabbed a piece of paper, wrote something on it, and handed it to me. He begged me never to mention the episode again. The piece of paper had a website address on it. I would rather not say what it was, for reasons you'll see in a second. I entered the address into my browser and came to a site that was completely black, except for a line of yellow text, a download link. I clicked it, and a file started downloading. Once the file was downloaded, my computer went crazy. It was the worst virus I'd ever seen. System restore didn't work. The entire computer had to be rebooted. Before doing this, though, I copied the file onto a CD. I tried to open it on my now empty computer, and as I suspected, there was an episode of The Simpsons on it. The episode started off like any other episode, but had a very poor quality of animation. If you've seen the original animation for Some Enchanted Evening, it was similar but less stable. The first act was fairly normal, but the way the characters acted was a little off. Homer seemed angrier, Marge seemed depressed, Lisa seemed anxious, Bart seemed to have genuine anger and hatred for his parents. The episode was about the Simpsons going on a plane trip. Near the end of the first act, the plane was taking off. Bart was fooling around as you expect. However, as the plane was about 50 feet off the ground, Bart broke a window in the plane and was sucked out. At the beginning of the series, Matt had an idea that the animation style of The Simpsons would represent life and death and turn things more realistic. This was used in this episode. The picture of Bart's corpse was barely recognizable. They took full advantage of it not having to move, and they made an almost photorealistic drawing of his dead body. Act 1 ended with a shot of Bart's corpse. When Act 2 started, Homer, Marge, and Lisa were sitting at their table crying. The crying went on and on. It got more pained and sounded more realistic. Better acting than you would think possible. The animation started to decay even more as they cried, and you could hear murmuring in the background. The characters would barely be made out. They were stretching and blurring. They looked like deformed shadows with random bright colors thrown on them. There were faces looking in the window, flashing in and out, so you're never sure what they looked like. The crying went on for all of Act 2. Act 3 opened with a title card. 1 year had passed. Homer, Marge, and Lisa were skeletally thin and still sitting at the table. There was no sign of Maggie or the pets. They decided to visit Bart's grave. Springfield is completely deserted, and as they walked to the cemetery, the houses became more and more decrepit. They all looked abandoned. When they got to the grave, Bart's body was just laying in front of the tombstone, looking like it did at the end of Act 1. The family started crying again. Eventually, they stopped and just stared at Bart's body. The camera zoomed in on Homer's face. According to summaries, Homer tells a joke at this part, but it isn't audible in this version I saw. You can't tell what Homer's saying. The view zoomed out as the episode came to a close. The tombstones in the background had the names of every Simpsons guest star on them, some that none had heard of in 1989, some that had been on the show yet, and all had death dates on them. For guests who died since, like Michael Jackson, George Harrison, the dates were when they would die. The credits were completely silent and seemed handwritten. The final image was of the Simpsons family on their couch, like in the intros, but all drawn hyper-realistic, lifeless style of Bart's corpse. A thought occurred to me after seeing the episode for the first time. You could try to use the tombstones to predict the death of living Simpsons guest stars, but there's something odd about most of the ones who haven't died yet. all of their deaths are listed as the same date.
I hate the internet.
We're all gonna die, and The Simpsons predicted it.